ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ari Walden. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
Bruchim Amazinim. This shiur will be Ezes Hashem be a Maseches Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Gimel. On this daf, there's a big ariches with five different shitas tanoim in regards to the halacha of Me'abnes Hashana Mepnei HaTkufa. That means to say that the Braisa on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis brings down that one of the reasons why we may be Ma'abra Sashana to add an extra Chodesh Adar is because the Tkufais don't fall out the way they should. So on this daf, the Gemara is Ma'arich with five different Tanoim. What does this mean that the Tkufa doesn't fall out as it should? What Tkufa are we referring to? And on what day does it fall out that we should have to be Ma'abra the Shana? And we'll start this Shir Be'ez Hashem with a summary of the different Shitas. The Shitas at Tanoim are Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yaisi, the Tanakama, Rabbi Shimon, and the Acherim. Within the Shitas of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yaisi, there's a Machlaikas in the Gemara of what their Shitas actually are. The Gemara, which begins earlier on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis on the bottom, brings down the memor of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. He has one Mahalach, what the Machlaikas of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yaisi is. Later, the Gemara brings a Braisa that quotes the Machlaikas of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yaisi differently. The basis of their machlekes is a pasuk that's written in regards to the yontif of Sukkis, which says Chag HaOsif Tkufas Hashana, which means to say that Sukkis, which is the Chag HaOsif, should fall out in Tkufas Hashana when it's the new Tkufa, Tkufas Tishrei. Now there are two nidainim which we have to look at. One nidain is whether this halacha of Chag HaOsif Tkufas Hashana is referring to the entire yontif, or as long as one day of the yontif is in Tkufas Hashana, that's enough. If it would have to be on the entire Yontif, the Gemara is Masbir, according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yaisi, that definitely does not include the first day of Yontif. Because the first day of Yontif cannot be called Chag HaOsif, because there's an Isser Malacha. Only from the second day of Yontif, Chol HaMoed, where there's no Isser Malacha, Akol Panim, Pemakam Dover HaAved, there definitely isn't an Isser Malacha. So that can be called Chag HaOsif. So if we hold that we need Kulei Chag should be in Tkufas Hachshana, then already the first day of Chol HaMoed has to be in Tkufas Tishrei. And if you hold only Miksas Chag needs to be B'Tkufa Chadasha, so then as long as the last day of Chol HaMoed, which is Chaf Aleph Tishrei, as long as that falls out in the new Tkufa, that's enough. That's one thing that has to be looked at. Another thing that has to be looked at is that when we say that a specific day is the Yom HaTkufa, Yesh Lachgar, there's two ways to look at it. Does that mean that that first day is already the beginning of the new Tkufa? Or the Yom HaTkufa means that that's the Siyum of the old Kufa. So the way Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel brings down the Machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yaisi, their argument is azay. They both agree that Yom HaTkufa means that it's the beginning of the new Tkufa. Their Machlekes is whether or not we need Kulei Chag B'Tkufa Chadasha, or it's enough to have Mixas Chag B'Tkufa Chadasha. Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is that we need Kulei Chag B'Tkufa Chadasha. Therefore, if the first day Chol HaMoed is the Yom HaTkufa, then that's a kiyum of the pasuk of Chag HaOsif Tkufas Hashana, because the Yom HaTkufa, as said, is the beginning of the new Tkufa. But if the Yom HaTkufa falls out any day after the first day of Chol HaMoed, then we're missing in Kulei Chag B'Tkufa Chadasha, and we have to be Ma'aber Es Hashana. That's the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. The Shita of Rabbi Yaisi, however, is that only Mixas Chag B'Inan B'Tkufa Chadasha. Therefore, as long as the Yom HaTkufa is Chal on Yom Esrim Ve'echad, that's enough. Because that would mean that the new Tkufa is Chal on Miksas HaChag on the last day of Chol HaMoed, and it's a Kiyum of Chag HaOsif Tkufas Hashana. But if the Yom HaTkufa is Chal from Yom Chav Beis and onwards, so we don't even have Miksas HaChag in the new Tkufa, so then we have to be Ma'aber Es Hashana. That's the Shita of Rabbi Yaisi, according to Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Now, the Gemara later brings a Braisa that has a different Mahalach in the Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yaisi. In Shitas Rabbi Yaisi, the Braisa also says like Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, that he holds that Miksas HaChag B'Inam Tkufa Chadasha, and he holds that the Yom Tkufa is Maschil, which would mean that if the Yom Tkufa starts on Yom Chaf Aleph, so that's Maschil, so we have Miksas HaChag B'Tkufa Chadasha, so then that's fine. But if the Yom Tkufa is Chal on Yom Chaf Beis, then it's not a kiyum of Chag HaOsif Tkufas Hashana, and we have to be Ma'abra Es Hashana. Where they differ is in the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. The Braisa holds that Rabbi Yehuda also agrees that Miksas Chag is enough. Just where Rabbi Yehuda argues is, Rabbi Yehuda holds that Yom Tkufa is Gomer. And therefore, if the day of the Tkufa is Chal on Chaf Aleph Tishrei, so Be'etzem, the new Tkufa doesn't begin until Chaf Beis. So therefore, that's not going to be a Kiyum of Chag Asif Tkufa Sashana. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we need that the Yom Tkufa should be on Yom Chaf, on the second last day of Chol HaMoed. So that way, the new Tkufa begins on Yom Chaf Aleph. So we have a Kiyum of Miksa Sachag B'Tkufa Chadasha. So it comes out, there's a Machlaikas Rabbi Yehuda Mishmol, his Mesoira in Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, against the Braisa in Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, whether or not we need that the Yom Tkufa should be on Yom Tes Zayin, or it's enough that the Yom Tkufa should be on Yom Chaf. But according to Rabbi Yaisi, that's for sure enough that the Yom HaTkufa could be on Yom Chaf Aleph. Those are the first two Shitas Hatanayim in this Inyan. There are three more Shitas. The Shita of the Tanakama and the Shita of Reb Shimon are also similar. They both hold that Kula Chag Be'inam B'Tkufa Chadasha. And it's not enough that one day of Chol HaMoed is in the new Tkufa. We need already that the first day of Chol HaMoed should be in the new Tkufa. What's their Machlekes? So the Gemara is Masber, that they also are arguing in the same Machlekes whether Yom Tkufa is Maschil or Yom Tkufa is Gomer. If Yom Tkufa is Maschil, it's enough that the Yom Tkufa is Chal on Yom Tes Zayin. If Yom Tkufa is Gomer, then we need that the Yom Tkufa should be on Yom Tes Vav. So that way, the first day of Chol HaMoed will already be from the new Tkufa. Which one holds which? Does the Tanakama hold Maschil or Gomer, or does Reb Shimon hold Maschil or Gomer? Zok the Gemara, that's Loi Misaimi. That's not clear in the Brice of which one holds which, but Akapanim, that's their Machlekes. So those are the second two Shitas in this Inyan. The fifth Shita, and that's the most unclear of all the Shitas, is the Shita of the Acherim. And the Lashon of the Acherim is Mi'utai, Vekama Mi'utai, Arba Asar Yom. And the Gemara in Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis has two Biurim to understand Pshat and the Acherim. Now, for clarity's sake, we're going to start with the second biur first. The Gemara brings down, the Ravina says, that the Shita of Acherim is two things. First of all, Chag Asif Tkufa Sashana is referring to even the Yom Tov Rishon of the Chag. Even though we can't actually do the Melacha of Asifa on the Yom Tov Rishon, but the Zman of Asifa has to be on the Yom Tov Rishon anyway. So it has to be that Yom Tes Vav is already from the new Tkufa. Another thing which Acherim hold is that Yom Tkufa Gomer, which would mean to say that if the Yom Tkufa is Chal on Yom Tes Vav, really that means that in essence, the Yom Tes Vav is really part of the old Tkufa, not Tkufas Tishrei. Therefore, the Acherim say that we need that Yom Yud Dalid should be the Yom HaTkufa. That way, the new Tkufa starts already on Yom Tes Vav, and we have a Kiyum of the Pasuk of Chag Asif Tkufas Hashana. That's the Mahalach of Ravina in the Shita of Acherim. The first mahalach of the Gemara is the mahalach of Reb Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak in the Acherim. And that's going to be the one that we're going to focus on. His shita is that Be'emes, the Acherim are not referring to Sukkot and Tkufas Tishrei, but the Acherim are referring to Tkufas Nisan. And the pasuk says, Shamar es chaydesh ha'aviv. Zog the Gemara, the pshat in that pasuk is, Shmar aviv shel tkufa sheyehei b'chaydesh Nisan. Now, there are Kama Shitas Rishonim, how to understand this Gemara, and we're going to start with Shitas Rashi. Rashi learns like this, Shamar Aviv Shal Tkufa, make sure that the Tkufas Nisan, which is Toloi in the sun, that should be, Sheyehei B'chaydash Nisan, that should be Chal in the Zman of the Chidush of the Levana of Chaydash Nisan. Now, when's the Chidush of the Levana? That's only, says Rashi, the first 14 days of the Mailad. As the Levana gets bigger and bigger until the 14th day, that's considered the Chiddush of the Levana. So the Tkufa of Nisan has to fall out still within the first 14 days of the Mailad. Therefore, the Shita of the Acherim is that as long as the Tkufa of Nisan is Chal on Yom Yudalit or earlier, then that's a Kiyam of the Pasuk of Shmar as Chiddush Aviv, because the new Tkufa is Chal still within the Zman of the Chidush of the Levana. But if it's Chal from Yom Tes Vav and onwards, then it's not a Kiyum of that Din, and then we have to be Ma'aber Es Hashanah. That's the Mahalach according to Shitas Rashi. Rabbeinu Chananel learns similar to Rashi in Halacha, that also the Yom HaTkufa has to be Chal on Yom Yudalit or earlier and not on Yom Tezvav, but he disagrees with him as far as how to understand the Drasha. Rather than saying that it has to be B'chidusha Shal Nisan, which means that it has to be in the time of the Chidush, of the Levana, within the first 14 days of the Mailid, the Rach focuses on the end of the Pasuk. The Lashon of the Pasuk is, Shemar es Chaydesha Aviv, V'asisa Pesach Lashem Alekecha. That means to say, the Torah is talking about the mitzvah of bringing the Korban Pesach, which is Chal in Yom Yudalit. Therefore, the drash of the Gemara is that the Zman of Tkufas HaAviv has to be Chal on the Yom of the Korban Pesach, which is Yom Yudalit. And that's how we know that if the Tkufas Nisan is Chal in Yom Yudalit, then that's okay. And if it's Chal after Yom Yudalit, then we have to be Ma'abra Sashana, so that the Asiyas Pesach should be Chal in the Tkufa of Aviv. The third Shitas Rishayim over here is Shitas HaTaisvus. Taisvus Be'emes learns the Drasha like Rashi, but he argues Lahalacha how that Drasha works Lemaisa. Taisvus disagrees on two points. One Nakuda Taisvus disagrees on is he says that the Chidush of the Levana isn't Dafka within the first 14 days. Even the 15th day is also considered part of the Zman of Chidush HaLevana. And he has a raya from the Gemara later on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis, which talks about the mitzvah of Birchas HaLevana, which we call Kiddush Levana. And there, the Gemara says that it has to be done bizman Chidush HaLevana, and that's okay, ad Masay Mevarchin, ad Shetas Malei Pigi Masa, which means until Tezayin, including Yom Tezvav. So you see from there that even Yom Tezvav, in regards to Kiddush Levana, is considered the Zman of the Chidush. So to an Arasugya, that should be called the Zman of the Chidush. Lefi Zeh Memela, it should be okay, even if the new Tkufa starts on Yom Tezvav. So why do the Acherim say that it has to start on Yom Yudalit? Zog Taisvis, because the Acherim's Shita is that Yom Tkufa Gomer, which means to say that if the Yom Tkufa would start on Tezvav, really that means to say that Tezvav is still not the new Tkufa, Tkufas Aviv, but the Yom Tkufa is part of the old Tkufa. So in essence, that means to say that the new Tkufa starts on Yom Tezayin. Im Kain, it comes out that if the Yom Tkufa is on Tezvav, really, the Tkufa Sa'aviv is not going to be Chal within the Zman of Chidush HaLevana. Therefore, we have to be Ma'abras Hashana, unless the Yom Tkufa is Chal in Yom Yudalid, which means that Yom Yudalid, which is the Yom Tkufa, that's the end of Tkufas Teves, and the new Tkufa, Tkufa Sa'aviv, starts on Yom Tezvav, which is okay, because Yom Tezvav is still the Zman of Chidush HaLevana, like Taisus proves from the Gemara later on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis. Ad Kan, the third Shita, Shitas HaTaisvus. Hayaitzei, that we have three Shitas of Rishayim, Shitas Rashi, Shitas Rabbeinu Chananel, and Shitas HaTaisvus. Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel agree lahalacha, but they disagree on how the drasha is made. Rashi and Taisvus agree how the drasha is made, but they disagree lahalacha. The Shitas Rashi and the Shitas Taisvis, the drasha is that the Zman of the Tkufa should be Chal b'chidusha shel halavana. Just Rashi holds that chidusha halavana means within the first 14 days. Therefore, Yom HaTkufa has to be Chal on Yom Yudalit or earlier, because Yom Tkufa Maschel. Taisvis goes with the same drasha, but he holds that chidusha shalavana is through Yom Tezvav. Still, Yom HaTkufa has to be Chal on Yom Yudalit, because Yom Tkufa is Gomer, and only that way will the new Tkufa be on Yom Tezvav. Whereas Rabbeinu Chananel, he learns that the drasha is in regards to V'asisa Pesach. The Korban Pesach has to be done in the Tkufas Ha'aviv. But he agrees to Rashi that Yom Tkufa is Maschil, therefore it's enough if the Yom HaTkufa is on Yom Yudalid, because that way the Tkufas Nisan actually starts on Yom Yudalid, similar to Shitas Rashi. Ad Kan, the summary of the five Shitas HaTanayim, and within the Shita of the Acherim, the two Shitas HaAmirayim, and within the Mahalach of Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, the three Shitas Bereshayim, how to understand that din. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara, according to the Mahalach of Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak in the Acherim, asks Akasha, Frek the Gemara v'li abrei la'adar, if let's say the Yom HaTkufa comes out to be one day too late, why do we have to be Ma'abra Sashana? Let's just be Ma'abra the Chaydash Adar. That way, the Yom HaTkufa will come out a day earlier. Now, this question works, Bain, the Filashita of Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel that hold that the Yom HaTkufa has to be Chal and be Maschel be Yom Yudalit. There the Gemara is asking a question that if it's Chal on Yom Tezvav, instead of being Ma'abra Sashana, let's be Ma'abra Chaydish Adar, and that way it will in effect be Chal be Yom Yudalit. And Bein Lefishitas HaTaisvis that says that the Yom HaTkufa has to be Chal on Yom Yudalit so that it should be Maschel on Yom Tezvav. The Gemara's question is that even if it's Maschel on Yom Tez Zayin, that's not a reason to be Ma'abra Sashana. Let's just be Ma'abra Chaydish Adar. That way, the new Tkufa will start on Yom Tes Vav. Now, the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Dalid, Ois Chav Gimel, asks a Maritika Kasha on the Gemara's Kasha. Frek the Minchas Chinuch, Rashi is Masber, that the Iker Inyan of the Drasha of Shmar Aviv Shal Tkufa Shiyeh B'Chaydish Nisan is that the Tkufa Sa'aviv should be Chal within the Zman of Chidush Halavana, which if Rashi is within the first 14 days of the Mailad. Frekta Mechaz Chinuch, Im Kain, what's the Gemara's question, Vili Abri La'Adar, that we should add an extra date to Chaydash Adar? Even adding a date to Chaydash Adar, that will not change the Zman of the Mailad. That may change that the Chaydash Nisan is only Chal a day later, so that Yoyim Yudalad L'Chaydash Nisan will already be in the Tkufa of Aviv. But if we need that, it should be in the Zman of the Chidush of the Levana, which is within the first 14 days of the Mailid, that is not affected by a day being Ma'abr Chaydish Adar Bechlal. And it's still going to be that the Tkufa of Aviv is only going to come after the Zman of Chidush HaLevana. So we're still not being Mekayim, the Pasuk, of Shmar Aviv Shal Tkufa Sheba Chaydish Nisan. Azoy Frek, the Minchas Chinuch, Amari de Kakasha. Now let's make a Cheshbin. This kasha is a good kasha lefi shitas Rashi, and it's also a good kasha lefi shitas Ataisvis. Lefi Taisvis also, that we need that the new tkufa should be chal at least by Yoim Tezvav, because that's the chidusha shal alavana. So being ma'abra, the chaydish adar will not change that, because the chidusha alavana is mitli tali in the mailid, not on the official days of chaydish Nisan. But lefi the mahalach of Rabbeinu Chananel, this is not a kasha. Because Rabbeinu Chananel learns, as we explained, that the Iker Drasha is Shemar es Chaydash Aviv Asisa Pesach Lashem, that the day of Karban Pesach should be Chal B'Tkufa Shal Aviv. There, the Gemara is asking a good kasha, that if we're Ma'abra Chaydash Adar, so that Yom Yud Dalet of Nisan comes out in the Tkufa of the Aviv, that will in effect make that therefore the Zman of Karban Pesach will be B'Tkufa Shal Aviv, and that will be a Kim of the Pasuk. So if Rabbeinu Chananel, the Gemara has a good kasha, and the Minchas Chinuch's Pella is not Shver. But Lefi Shitas Rashi and the Shita of Taisvis, the Kasha is really very Shver. Now this Kasha is posed as well by the Gilyan on the Sefer of the Yad Ramah. And he answers the Pella de Keteretz. He answers with the Yesoid from the Yerushalmi, which we mentioned Kama Pa'amim in previous Shurim, which says that the Pasuk says, Lokel Goymer Alai. That means that when Bezdin Shalmata Paskin something, Bezdin Shalmala follows suit and is Gomer and stands behind whatever Bezdin Shalmata paskins. And on account of that, Zokti Yerushalmi, that this that we know, that until a girl is a Baskimel Shanav Yehem Echad, her Besuleh or Chayzrin, that's Gufa going to be Mitli Talui in the Ibra Shana of Bezdin. If Bezdin makes a Shana Pshuta, then from the day of her birthday, already her Besuleh will not be Chayzrin. However, if Bezdin makes it a Shana Mu'uberis, then an extra chaydish, she will have this mitzias of besuleh chayzrin, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is meshavet himself kaviyachol to the psak of Bezdin, and based on their psak, whether the year is 12 months or 13 months, the mitzias follows suit. Zok the Gilyan on the Yad Ramah, based on this, a mari de kechidish, that hu adin in regards to the mailid, even though b'mitzias the mailid should start on a specific day. But if Bezdin's going to Paskin because of their Cheshbainis, that Rish Chaydish should be the next day, so the Mailud actually won't happen on the original day that the Mailud was meant to happen scientifically, but rather the Mailud itself will be pushed off to the day that the Chaydish starts. This is a Moiridik Chiddush from the Gilyan. Until now we've seen in the Yerushalmi that a Shinui HaGuf is Mitli Toloi in the Shanim and the Kiddush HaChaydish. Here we see that in the Levana itself, also, it's Nishtane and a follow suit according to the Kiddush of Bezdin. This is very Shver L'chayre. First and foremost, because L'chayre, HaMetziyos Yechiach, that it's not that way. even when Bezin paskins that a specific day is Rish Chaydish, the Meilet can still be seen on the day that the Meilet happens mitzad scientific Hashbinus, whether it's before or whether it's after. And we see that the klal that the Gilyan says that the Kel Goymer Alai applies to the Meilet Chaydish is not really true. Va'aid, the Rishayim are mavor not like that as well. Because there's a famous machlekes between the Ra'ah and the Rajva in regards to the Inyan of the vest of Yom HaChadosh. The Ra'ah in Bedek Abayis, on the side of Taurus Abayis, Bayis Shvi'i Shar Shlishi, brings down the Rishayim that say that there is such a thing as a vest of Yom HaChadosh, which means that if a Isha is Raya Dam and Yom Tesvav LaChadosh three times consecutively, she is Kaveya, a vest Kavua, for that specific day of the Chaydash. But the Ra'ah is Chaylik on that, and he brings down a Kasha from Rabbeinu Moshe that it's impossible to say so. In fact, the Ra'ah is Elishainai, Ein HaShayfer Shataykin by Gairim, V'lai Kiddush Alonu Shemekachanai say Gairim. That means the Maise Bezdin isn't Kaveya what happens to the Guf of the Isha. And he fears eyes, V'i'ef Sher Loimar Shalavest Kazeh Yischadish Dover Begufa, V'tire, this is a strong kasha, which is mafrich this mahalach of vest of Yom HaChadosh. It's impossible that a chidush should happen in the guf of the Isha just based on the kiddush and the ibor of Bezdin. Zog the Ra'ah, however, this yisoid that there's such a thing as a vest based on tesvav b'chadosh, there is a mahalach to that. Just it's not referring to the Yom Tesvav according to when Bezdin was Mekadosh, but rather it's referring to the Meilad. And he says, V'zel l'shaynai, Loi l'kiddush ha'chaydush shalonu amar. It's not a reference to our kiddush ha'chaydush yom tesvav al piwa bezdin was kaveya, but rather, Elo l'meilad ha'levona l'shaa shenira, shamishaa zu shehu nira al ha'aretz hu payal ba'aylam. So the appearance of the levona on the world can actually affect the vest of an isha, so we can make a vest kavua based on how many days after the Meilid the Isha is Rayadam, but not based on the Yom Kiddush according to Bezdin, because that cannot affect a Chiddush Begufa. That's the Shita of the Ra'ah. However, the Rashba in the Mishmer Sabayis replies and he says not like that. He says, Kushyais of Einon Kushyais, Devadei Shipura Garim. Yes, what Bezdin does affect the Isha. Shekol ma shebezdin shalamata oise, Bezdin Shalamala maskimin imoin. Because Bezdin Shalamala follows suit according to what Bezdin Shalamata is kaveya. And he brings many mishalom to that. And he fears ois, va'af b'chidushi aguf kain. This that the Ra'ah says, that the kiddush of Bezdin can't affect the chidushi aguf, it can affect the chidushi aguf. And as a riot to this, he brings the Yerushalmi, ukmei shadar shuzal b'lekel goymer alai. That k'tana bas gimel shana v'yemecha shenivala aim b'sule achayzrin, but nimnu Bezdin v'ibru es hashana, so from this Yerushalmi you see that the Kiddush of Bezdin can affect a Chiddush in the Guf, and therefore so too, in regards to the vest of the Yom HaChadosh, the Kiddush of Bezdin can cause that there should be a vest Kavua in the Guf HaIsha. Ad kan the Machlekes, the Ra'ah and the Rashba. Now we see that the Ra'ah and the Rashba are only disagreeing whether or not the Kiddush of Bezdin could affect the Isha's Guf and make a Chiddush in the Guf, or we need the Meilid to be Kaveya, a Chiddush in the Guf. But Hamias, both of them agree, Bein the Ra'ah and Bein the Rashba, that the Kiddush of Bezdin is not going to actually affect the Meilid. The Ra'ah definitely does not hold like that, because he doesn't go with the Yerushalmi, he holds that the Kiddush of Bezdin does not affect the Teva Bechlal. But even the Rashba who holds that Kol Masha Bezdin Shalamata Oise, Bezdin Shalamala Maskimen Imoin, he only uses that to say that therefore the Kiddush of Bezdin could affect the Isha's Guf. But he doesn't say that that Gufa affects the Meilid, and now, Enechanami, the Isha's Guf is going to be affected by the Metzias of the Meilid. That Avar he doesn't say. And that shims with the Metzias as we know it, that even when Bezdin is Kaveh, that a specific day is the Chaydish, they don't mean to, with that, change the teva of the bria in regards to the Meilid of the Levana. The Meilid of the Levana stays when it will come out scientifically. And nevertheless, the Chaydish will start on a different day. And the bria is now Meshubit to the Chadoshim of Bezdin, but not the actual Meilid. And this is not like what the Gilyan says, that Ayidei the Kiddush of Bezdin, the Meilid itself follows suit. Im Kain, Chazarnu to the Kasha of the Gilyan of the Yad Ramah and the Minchas Chinuch, that according to Rashi and Tosfos, that they say that the Iker Drasha of Shemaras Chaydash Aviv is coming to tell us that the Tkufas Nisan should be Chal at a time when it's still the Chiddush of the Mailid, so being Ma'abra the Chaydash of Adar will not change that, because the Mailid always stays Kavua according to when it's going to come out scientifically. And even the Yerushalmi's Halach of Lekel Gomer Alai, as we see B'Metzias and in the Ra'ah and in the Rashba, does not affect the actual Mailid. So in Kain, the Gemara's Kasha that we should Ma'abra the Chaydash of Adar remains very shver, because that will not be able to affect the pasuk of Shemaras Chaydash Aviv, and that will not be able to bring us to a point where the Tkufas Nisan will come out within the Chiddush of the Levana. Now, this kasha, as we explained, is a kasha on Rashi and on Tosfos. But the emes is that if you medayik well in Rashi, we could see that in Rashi it's not really shver. Because in Rashi with the Ramaskal Tana, when he explains what's going to happen when we're ma'aber Chaydash Adar, he says, Tipal Tkufas Nisan biyudalid, v'yoyim Tkufa Maschil, v'yase Pesach b'Tkufa Chadasha. And the Karban Pesach will happen in Tkufa Chadasha. Now, the Chayr, this line of Rashi doesn't stem with Rashi as a Shitasai. Rashi, as we said, he holds that the Ikar Drasha of Shmaras Chaydash Aviv is coming to tell us that the Chidush of the Levana of Nisan should be already in the Tkufa of Nisan. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, it's an inyan of Asisa Pesach. But according to Rashi, it has nothing to do with the Karban Pesach. So Rashi's Aisafa ve'yasa Pesach b'tkufa chadasha, the Chayre is not understandable l'shitasa in the Gemara. So Hamavur b'divir Rashi is a new insight in how to understand this Ikra Halacha of Shmaras Chaydash Aviv. And behektim, a yasayid which we find many times in Shas, that sometimes the drasha which Chazal darshan as a makar to specific halacha, does not necessarily reflect what the yisoid of the ikar din is. It's just a remez to teach you the halacha. But once Chazal got this halacha, Chazal understand it the way Chazal understand it. And it seems that that's exactly what's happening here as well. It's true that Lefi Rashi, the makar to this halacha, that the Tkufa Shal Nisan has to fall out by Yom Yudalid, comes from the drasha that says Shemar is Chaydash Aviv, which we darshan Shemar Aviv Shal Tkufa Sheyehei B'Chaydash Nisan, as Rashi explains, B'Chidusha Shal Havana. Based on this drasha, the Torah is teaching us that Yom Yudalid of Nisan has to already be B'Tkufa of Nisan. But once Chazal has this drasha, Chazal understood that the Iker Tam of the Din, and the Iker Yisoid and the Gedder of the Din, is based on Asiyas HaPesach. Because be'etzem, this pasuk is a pasuk in Hilchos Karban Pesach. Shemar is Chaydash Aviv ve'asisa Pesach. So from Shemar is Chaydash Aviv, we learn out this halacha that the Chidusha Shalavana has to be B'tkufas Nisan. But that's a halacha in Asiyas Karban Pesach, and the Gedder Hadin is so that the Karban Pesach should be done b'yayim T'kufa Shal Nisan. So it comes out that although Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel disagree on the mahalach of the drasha, they're only disagreeing on how we learned it out of the pasuk. But lemaisa, once we come to such a halacha, the gedder of the din, lefi Rashi and lefi Rabbeinu Chananel, is identical. Lefi both of them, it's a halacha that the Karban Pesach has to be done b'tkufa shal nisan. And that's what Rashi is teaching us when Rashi fears Zeus with these words, v'yasa pesach b'tkufa chadasha. Because that's really the ikar gedder of the din of the Torah. Once we know that's really the ikar gedder of the din of the Torah, if it would be possible to make the Yom Asiyas HaPesach to be on the Tkufa Shal Nisan without actually making that the Chidusha Shal Levana is B'Tkufa Shal Nisan, that's going to be a kiyum of this halacha. So that's the Mahalach HaChayr according to Shitas Rashi, that Be'etzem, the Ikar Din is a Din on the Asiyas HaKarban Pesach. So that's Miyash of the Kasha of the Mechaz Chinuch and the Gilyan of the Yad Ramah on Rashi. But in Taisus it's impossible to say like this. Because Taisus, like we quoted, he learns that Be'emes, the Zman of the Chiddush HaLevana, stretches through Yom Tesvav. And he brings a raya from the Halacha of Birchas HaLevana. And based on this, Taisus says that it's true that the Chiddush HaLevana is on Yom Tesvav, and we only need that the new Tkufa should be Chal on Yom Tesvav. But in order to affect that, it has to be that the Yom HaTkufa is on Yudalid, because this Shita holds that Yom Tkufa Gomer. But Akalpanim, if the Ikra Halacha is that Yom Tesvav has to be in the new Tkufa, so obviously the Fitaisvis, this din has nothing to do with the Asiyas HaPesach, which is on Yom Yudalid. So Al Kochach, according to Taisvis, Just like the makor of the halacha is learned out from the pasuk of Shmaras Chodesh Aviv, that the chidusha shalavana should be in Tkufas Nisan, that's also the ikar gedra of the din. The gedra of the din is that Yom Tesvav, which is the end of chidusha shalavana, that should already be in Tkufas Nisan. Im Kain, we're back to the kasha, that how does the Gemara want to rectify that with being Ma'abra Chodesh Adar and making the Tesvav Benisan should be the Yom Tkufa? But if the Ikar Yisoyed Adin is that the Chidush HaShalavana should be in Tkuvas Nisan, the Chidush HaShalavana is not affected by the fact that Beis Din starts Chaydash Nisan a day later, i.e. day Ibor Chaydash HaAdar, like the Kash of the Minchas Chinuch and the Gilyan on the Yad Ramah. So Lefi Taisvis, this question remains unanswered. Lefi Taisvis, we have to be Miyashav L'chayra, Al Pi, Divrei HaChach Meshleima of Reb Shleima Kluger, in Ayur Chayim Simen Tav Chavav, Sif Gimel. Zag de Chachma Shleima Amari de Gevart. That Be'emes, when Chazal say that the Chidusha Shal Halavana has to be in the new Tkufa, that's not a reference to the Chidusha Shal Halavana, but it's a reference to the beginning of the Chaydash. And the Kavan of Chazal's Drasha is that according to the shiur of the amount of days that the Levana is still Bimei Chidusha, we count that many days from the beginning of Chaydash Nisan from Rish Chaydash Nisan, and the Tkufas Nisan has to be chal within that amount of days. So if the shear of Chidush HaLavana Lefi Shitas Taisvas is Tes Vav days, therefore Tkufas Nisan has to be chal within the first Tes Vav days of Chidush Nisan. But it's not a halacha that it has to be actually chal within the first Tes Vav days of Chidush HaLavana according to the Mailid. Just according to the Yemei Chidush HaLavana, that's how we configure it. Within how many days from Rish Chodesh Nisan, Tkufas Nisan has to be Chal. That's the Vart of the Chachma Shleima. And we could be Maisav a Hezber, because even though we find that the days of Rish Chodesh are not necessarily exactly according to the Yimei HaMailad, but it's not something totally separate from the Yimei HaMailad. Avada, the Chodesh reflects the specific Mailad of the Levana. Just Chazal of a Kayach to be Kaveya, the Yom Rish Chodesh, not exactly on the day of the Mailad. But when Rish Chodesh is Chal, that's the Rish Chodesh which represents that Mailid, which is adjacent to it, B'yayim A'yayimayim. Therefore also, Kol Zman we're holding in the beginning, the first Tesvav days of the Chodesh, those first 15 days of the Chodesh reflect the first 15 days of Chidush HaShal HaLavana. Because every Chodesh is a reference to the Mailid HaLavana, which applies to that Chodesh. So the Chidush HaShal HaLavana are represented by the first days of the Chodesh, which is shayach to that Mailad. Which was why we could consider the beginning of the Chodesh to be a kiyum of the inyan of Chidush HaShal HaLavana. And as long as Tkufas Nisan is chal within the beginning of Chodesh Nisan, that's a kiyum of this halacha that Tkufas Nisan should be chal within the Chidush HaShal HaLavana. That's the chayra, the beer of the pshat of the Chachma Shleima, and that answers this kasha, afilu lefi shitas hatoisvis. Ad kan this shtickle, and now let's go weiter. Now the Gemara on this daf, which discusses the inyan of being ma'abra the shana on account of the tkufa, the chayra there's a mashmayis, that because of the problem of the tkufa alone, that would be a reason to be ma'abra as a shana. But the chayra we know that the Gemara earlier on daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis says, Al Shleisha Dvar Ma'abra Nesashana, and the Gemara brings down three reasons why it would be Ma'abra Nesashana, Al Aviv, Al Peres Ha'ilon, Val Atkufa. And the Gemara says over there, Al Shnayim Mehen Ma'abrim, Val Echad Mehen Ein Ma'abrim. There were only Ma'abra Nesashana on account of two of them, and not for just one alone. Afterwards, the Gemara has a suffix in the day of Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, maybe for Tkufa alone we could be Ma'abra Nesashana, and the Gemara remains with a teiku in that. But Akapan of the Tanakama, definitely, and Lefi Reb Shimon Gamliel, there's a suffix. They hold that even because of Tkufa alone, that would not suffice to be Ma'abra Sashana, and we would have to have two reasons to be Ma'abra Sashana. So how does this stem with this daf? So the emes is that it would be possible to be Matkik and to say that the Gemara is just discussing what constitutes Tkufa b'makim, where Tkufa is mitzarf with another tam, and would be Ma'abra Sashana on account of both of them. The Gemara doesn't mean that for Tkufa alone, we would be Ma'abra Sashana. However, in the Shita of Reb Shmuel bar Reb Yitzchak, as he's explaining the Shita of the Acherim, it's not mashma like that. Because he brings down a pasuk, that it says in the pasuk, Shamar is Chaydesh Aviv, which is mashma that itself is a reason to be Ma'abar Es Hashana. V'chein Mefurish Lehedye in the Gemara Masechta Rosh Hashana Daf Chafal Famer Aleph. The Gemara says there, Shalach Le Rav Huna Bar Oven L'Rava, Karchazis Demashcha Tkufas Tevis Ad Shitzar Benison, if you see that Tkufas Tevis stretches to Tezayin Benison, Abrala Hishata V'lei Tachishla. That is enough of a reason to be Ma'abar Es Hashana, and don't worry about it. Dechsiv, Shemar is Chaydesh Aviv, Shemar Aviv Shal Tkufa, Shehei B'Chaydesh Nisan. And Rashi explains, because they paskin like the Acherim. So we see Mefurish, that itself suffices to be Ma'abar Es Hashana, and we don't need to be Mitzarefet with any other reason. That's a Chayr very shver. How does that stem with the Gemara previously on the Fir Aleph Amid Beis, which says, Al Shnayim Men Ma'abrim, Val Echad Ein Ma'abrim. So this question is posed by Taisus over there in Masechta Rosh Hashanah Daf Chafal from Aleph, B'divir Maschal Abra. And Taisus answers via Shleimar, the Hasam B'tkufas Tishrei Ayri, Aval Hacha B'tkufas Nisan, the Alei Levada Ma'abrin. So Taisus that we have to differentiate between a problem with Tkufas Tishrei and a problem with Tkufas Nisan. If the problem is with Tkufas Tishrei, which is really, according to all the other Tanayim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and according to Rabbi Yaisi, and according to the Tanakam, and according to Rabbi Shimon, then that alone does not suffice as a reason to be Ma'abar Es Hashana, and on that the Braisa says, Al Echad Mehem Ein Ma'abrin. But if the problem is with Tkufas Nisan, like the Shita of the Acherim, according to the Pshat of Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yitzchak, then for that itself, we would be Ma'abar Es Hashana, and we don't need any other reason. That's Taisus' Teretz. However, Taisus fears ois, v'tzarech tam. This chiluk needs an explanation why that should be true. Kivan the mikra kadarshi hacha v'hacha, ma'ishna. Both of them have a pasuk. Tkufas Tishrei has a pasuk of chaga asif tkufas Hashana, and Tkufas Nisan has a pasuk of shamar es chaydesh aviv. So why, in regards to Tkufas Tishrei, would we say that alone is not a reason, and meaning another reason together with it, but in regards to Tkufas Nisan, it would be enough of a reason. And Taisus does not have a pshat. So the Chidushi Aran in our sugi b'shem the Ramban explains what the chiluk is. Zog the Ramban, because in regards to Tkufas Nisan, it says Shamar es Chaydesh Aviv. It's a tzivi from the Torah to make sure that Chaydesh Aviv falls out when it's supposed to fall out. In regards to Tkufas Tishrei, the Torah is not mitzava us anything. The Torah just says that that's the way it is. Chag Asav is Tkufas Hashana. So that ends up being a reason for us to be Ma'abar Es Hashana, but one reason is not enough. Because al shnayim ein ma'abrin, val echad ein ma'abrin. But in regards to Tkufas Nisan, which the Torah is mitzava lehed yeshamar, so to be makayim, the directive of the Torah of shamar, that itself is machayiv us to be ma'abrin Es Hashana, even if there's no other reason together with it. That's one mahalach to answer this kasha. Another mahalach to answer this kasha is from the Ramah. Because the Rambam, in Ilchas Kiddush HaChaydish Perek Dal Halacha Beis, he paskins that for the reason of Tkufas Nisan alone, we're Ma'abar Es Hashana. And the Ramah is Masig in Hasagas HaRamah, later on in Perek Dalet Halacha Tes Zayin. He asks that how can the Rambam say that for Tkufa alone, he can be Ma'abar Es Hashana, if we say, Al Shnayim Mehem Ma'abrim, Val Echad Ein Ma'abrim. Zok the Ramah, if you're going to tell me that the Makar of the Rambam is the Gemara in Rosh Hashana, which is Mavur, that for Tkufas Nisan alone, we're Ma'abar Es Hashana, Zok the Ramah, that's not what the Gemara means. When Rav Huna bar Oven says that you should be Ma'abar Es Hashana of Lei Tachashla, his cheshbon was, because if Tkufas Nisan would fall out on Yom Tezayin, then automatically Tkufas Tishrei is also going to fall out on Yom Chav Beis, which will end up being that we really have two Tamim to be Ma'abar Es Hashana, the delayed Tkufas Nisan and the delayed Tkufas Tishrei. That would be pshat in the Gemara. However, the Rambam is not mashma like that. The mashmais of the Rambam that he says in regards to Tkufas Nisan, that al simen zes soimchen ve'en chayshishen le simen acher, his mashmais is that really all we need is one simen, which is a Tkufas Nisan, and we don't need any tzirufet of any other simen as together with it. But the Gemara akapanim is not shver, says the Ramah, because what the Gemara means to say is that once it falls out that Tkufas Nisan should only be chal on Tezayin, that be'etzim is going to lead that we have two simanim, the siman of Tkufas Nisan and the siman of Tkufas Tishrei. Akapanim, as far as the Gemara is concerned, we have a second shot, which is that be'emes we always need two things, and the two things are the two Tkufas, which are totally zeh b'zeh. The Minchas Chinuch is ma'ayrer on this Ramah that the cheshbon is really not so exact, Because Taisris on an hour sugya, on the Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, the Bir Maschil, Tezayin Lefnei Pesach, he says that the Cheshbon is that two tkufas together come out to be 182 days and 15 hours. Therefore, Be'emes, if tkufas Nisan is chal within the last 15 hours of Yom Tezayin, so then tkufas Tishrei will only be chal on Yom Chav Beis Tishrei. But if tkufas Nisan is chal on Yom Tezayin within the first 9 hours of the day, then Be'emes, tkufas Tishrei will still be chal on Yom Chav Aleph. So it's not necessarily true that if tkufas Nisan is chal on Yom Tezayin, that automatically you're going to have both simanim. Memeil, it's a doichik in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Aleph. That's the kasha of the Minchas Chinuch on the Ramah. Akapanim, so far we have two pirushim. According to Taisvis and according to the Chiddush Rambam Ramban, tkufas Nisan alone is enough of a reason to be ma'abris Hashanah. And according to the Ramah, what the Gemara means is that when you have tkufas Nisan being chal and Yom Tezayin, really you have tkufas Nisan and tkufas Tishrei being delayed. And it's a tziruf of the two tamim. A third pshat is brought down in the Kesef Mishnah, B'Shem, the Rash Mishans. He simply says that Enachanami, the Rambam and the Acherim, they hold like Shitas from Shimon ben Gamliel, which is brought down in the Brisa earlier on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, and they hold that Tkufa is different than the other Taimim, that Tkufa alone is a reason to be Ma'abra Sashana. Why is Tkufa better than the other two? So Taisus earlier is Masber, because Tkufa is something which is less prone to mistake than the other two simanim, which sometimes could be betos. That's the shita of the Acherim, according to Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak in Aris Hugya. That's the shita of Rav Huna bar Avin in Masecht Rosh Hashanah Daf Chaf Aleph. And based on that is the psak of the Rambam in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, Perek Dalet, Halacha Beis. Ad kan this shtickle, and now let's go further. The Gemara in Amud Beis discusses the halacha of Smichas Zekeinim. Now the original smicha was the smicha which Moshe Rabbeinu was Tzaymich Yeshua, on which it says in the Pasuk, Vayismeich es yadav olav. Now the Gemara has a shayla, L'dairis, when a nismach is Tzaymich, somebody else to continue the chain of nismachin, is he also Tzaymich biyad or not? Amar Rav Acha b'Rei d'Rav l'Ravashi, biyadam mamish samchan lei? And there's a girsa in the Gemara which continues, Oy b'shma samchan lei. And the Gemara answers, Amar lei, Samchan lei b'shma, which means you don't have to be masmech b'yadayim l'dairis, and it's enough to call him b'shem Rebbe. Now the shaila is nishalas, if the original smicha is aydei Moshe Rabbeinu, and that was done b'yadayim, like it says meforish in the pasuk vayismech as yadav olav, so why is it that the future smichas do not have to be b'yadayim? So there's a meritik pshat from Rav Moshe Feinstein in Zichron Levracha in Igris Moshe Chelak Chayshe Mishpat Chelak Aleph. Simen Aleph. And he says like this, Behektim, that Be'emes, Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't only Seimech Yehoshua, Moshe Rabbeinu was also Seimech all the Shivim Zekeinim. So Yesh Lachgar, when Moshe Rabbeinu was Seimech the Shivim Zekeinim, was that done B'yad? Or that was also only done B'Shem? So he says that it's Mefurish in the Sefer Achinuch, in Mitzvah Tav Tzadik Aleph, that whoever Moshe Rabbeinu was Seimech was done B'yad. This is the lashon of the Sefer Achinuch. U'Moshe Rabbeinu samach l'tamida Yeshua. U'kumay kein samach l'shivim azkeinim. V'amnam ha-smicha b'chol ha-dairis lai-haysa b'yad k'may smicha shal Moshe. The smicha in all the future dairis is not b'yad like the smicha of Moshe is. Mashma, that the smicha of Moshe, not just in regards to Yeshua, where it says mefurish in the pasuk v'yismech as yadav, was it done b'yad? But any smicha shal Moshe, even in regards to the Zkenim, although there's no mafurish pasuk that it was done b'yadayim, the Sefer Chinuch is being megalotos that too was done b'yadayim. Smichas Moshe is b'yadayim. Smichas Dairis is not b'yadayim. Zog Rav Moshe Feinstein, the pshat is azoy. That be'emes, the ikar inyan of smicha is mashma b'yadayim. That's where the word smicha comes from. Vayismechas yodav. If it's only a kriyas shem, why would we call that smicha b'chlal? So must be that the Iker smicha is a smicha b'yadayim, and the pshat is because the Iker koyach of smicha was to Moshe Rabbeinu alone. The Iker koyach of smicha is what Moshe Rabbeinu had, and he did the maisa smicha to Yeshua and to the Shivim Zkeinim. The future dairis that do smicha, they be'etzem don't have their own koyach of smicha. What they can do is, because they were nismach ha'idei Moshe Rabbeinu, they could be mamshich that very smicha of Moshe Rabbeinu onwards to the future dairis. It's all a hemshich of the original smicha that they got from Moshe Rabbeinu. A nismach from Moshe Rabbeinu could be mamshich that smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu onto the next dar. And that dar could be weiter mamshich that smicha which they have from Moshe Rabbeinu onto the next dar further. So it comes out the Iker smicha always traces it back to the Maisa smicha of Moshe Rabbeinu, who he himself had the Kayacha smicha, and only he had the Kayacha smicha, and therefore he did a biyadayim, because the Iker Maisa smicha is a Maisa smicha biyadayim, like the Lashon of smicha is mashma. The fact that future darts could also be Saimach is not really a smicha, it's just a continuation of the Iker smicha of Moshe Rabbeinu. Because that mitzat atzma is not a smicha, it does not have to be done biyadayim, because biyadayim is to do a smicha. Just to be mamshech, an existing smicha, does not have to be done biyadayim bechlal, and with Karyan Lei Bishma, Rebbe alone, that's enough. Adkan, the Dvarim Anifloim of Rav Moshe, to be Masber, the chilek between smichas Moshe Rabbeinu and smichas Kol Hadairis. Now, there's a Meiridik Echidish of the Rambam, which the Rambam says, Sai in Pirush HaMishnayis on our Mishnah, and Sai Paskins like that Halacha L'maisa in Hilchas Sanhedrin, Perek Dalet Halacha Yud Aleph, and he says as follows, that although we know that the only way to make smicha really is through a nismach, who is nismach ish mi pi ish from Moshe Rabbeinu, that he should pass the smicha on further and be masmach acherim, nevertheless, Dr. the Rambam, nirin li hadvarim, shem iskimu kolach hachomim sheber tisrol, lemanis dayon and velismach haison, if there's a unanimous decision from all chachmei Eretz Yisrael to be masmach a specific person, hare elu smuchin v'yesh lehen lodon dine knosis, v'yesh lehem lismach acherim. Through that there's a koyach to create smicha, and that nismach now has the koyach to be masmech acherim as well. This is a tremendous chiddush lahalacha, which the Rambam is mavur, doesn't have a riot of this minashas, but rather it's just Yeroy Ali, he holds like that minasvara. The Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayis is meisef a smach to this yisoid. He says, because if that would not be true, i'efsher shetimatzei bezdan agadol lo'aylam, we would never be able to go back to a matzav of having bezdan agadol, l'fishin etztarech, shiyya kol echad mehem somuch al kalponim, because they need to be smuchim, and the chain of smicha has already been broken. And it's not shaykh to say that Enechanami will never get back to bezdan agadol, zok the Rambam, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu yo'ad sheyeshuvu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mavtiach that they will return, k'mo she'nemar, v'ashiva sheftayach k'varishayna, v'yetzayach k'vatchila, acherichein yikarilach ir hatzedek. So the Avtocha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meire, that there's going to be a possibility to get back to the point of Bezdin HaGadol. Bezdin HaGadol could only be if they are smuchin. If the chain of smuchin is broken, and still the Shaykh Smicha, Bal Korchav, we have to say, says the Rambam, like his Yisoid, that if there's a Eskoma from Kol Chachm Eretz Yisrael, that could create a Smicha, even though the chain of Smicha was broken. Adkan Divrei HaRambam. Now, Rav Moshe Feinstein asks from this Rambam on the Yisoid which he mentioned previously. His question is as follows. Bishlam, if we were to say that a nismach has a koyach to create a smicha, so then there would be room for the Rambam's chiddush that even someone who's not a nismach, but if there's a unanimous decision from Kol Chachmei Eretz Yisrael, they also have a koyach to create a smicha, even though they themselves are not nismachin. But if we say like the Yisoid of Rav Moshe Feinstein, al pi what's mevor that there's a chilek between smichas Moshe Rabbeinu and smichas Kol Hadairis, that be'emes the koyach to create smicha me'ikar is only a koyach which Moshe Rabbeinu had, and the fact that the smicha Hadairis is just a hemshech of smichas Moshe Rabbeinu, so that it's impossible for the chiddush of the Rambam to exist, because once the chain of smicha is broken, so we cannot be mamshech the smicha of Moshe Rabbeinu. The only way to get a smicha is to create a new smicha. But a new smicha is only the koyach of Moshe Rabbeinu, as we see that Moshe Rabbeinu was samech biyad. Nobody else other than Moshe Rabbeinu has a koyach to create a smicha bechlal. So then the din of the Rambam is very shver. This is the kasha that Rav Moshe asks on himself. Emphat Rav Moshe a tremendous chiddush, that Enechanami, even the fidah shitas Rambam, that it's shayach to create a smicha through askamas kolach hachamim, that's not a real smicha. It just means that it has a din smicha. A real smicha is only smichas Moshe Rabbeinu, which is smicha biyad. But a din smicha, which means that lemaisa, this dayan has a shem dayan, and it's niskayim by him, the pasuk of Elohim, and it means that he's be'emes roi to be dan dine knosses and to be part of the Sanhedrin, that can happen. I call haskamas kol hachachamim. But in that situation, the word smicha would be inaccurate, because smicha be'etzem means the koyach of Moshe Rabbeinu, which is a smicha be'yad. Here, you could come to having a Shem dayan without smicha, ayde the minoy of kol hachachamim be'yachad. Ad kan the chidush of Rav Moshe Feinstein to be masber this yisoid of the Rambam, or his yisoid, that be'etzem the halach of smicha is only shaykh ayde Moshe Rabbeinu. Ve'ad kan this shir a masechta Sanhedrin, daf yud gimel.
You have been listening to a shir from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shir, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.